the passage of time has felt really weird lately. The beginning of the pandemic was only 4 months ago, but it simultaneously feels, at least to me, like it began the other day, and also several years ago. Now, it's no secret to any of you that know me that I love history. I love history. I love learning about it. I love teaching it. I get really excited and I flail my arms around when I'm explaining about the complicated and fascinating roots of our Unitarian Universalist tradition. And I try really hard to make it come alive so that we can recognize how it is that we came to where we are today. Each of us, individually and collectively, are the result of countless histories. I, of course, have my own history, my own personal experiences, heartbreaks, tragedies, and joys. The classes I've taken, my educational experiences, jobs, hobbies, successes, and failures. Each of these things has been like traveling along a journey. And when we travel along, we begin the journey with a backpack. As we go along the journey, it's like we pick things up and we add them to our backpack. Things that we've learned, experiences that have helped us or kept us safe or taught us something important, and we carry those with us forward. And then, of course, as we continue to travel along the journey, we might find that some of those things that are in our backpack, which might have been helpful, or maybe we just thought they were helpful, are now actually weighing us down. So we have to take things out and put them back on the path and leave them behind. And that is how I think about history. Going along this journey, putting things into our backpack and taking them out. And whatever day we find ourselves, we can peek into the backpack and see who we are and where we've been. But the thing about our journeys that I find particularly fascinating and powerful is that our backpacks don't start out empty. Even as a teeny tiny screaming naked newborn baby, we begin life with a backpack with some stuff in it. Our DNA, our ancestors' experiences, the culture we are born into, the family, the community, the religion, the ethnicity, the wider national culture. It's easy to want to think of ourselves, as the early philosophers believed, as a tabula rasa or a blank slate when we are born, or really that we could ever wipe ourselves, our minds, or our hearts totally clean of these experiences that came before us or before this moment. But we can't. Not really. Now, don't get me wrong, we humans are very adaptable. We're capable of learning new things as long as we live. It turns out that we can teach an old dog new tricks. We're also capable of letting go of old ideas, of taking things out of our backpack as we proceed on our journey, so to speak. But both of these things, learning and unlearning, take some effort. And right now, our society has been forced by the COVID-19 pandemic to radically shift the way we proceed on our journeys, at least for the next several months. Usually this kind of radical learning and taking stock happens at individual levels or small group levels. Each of us individually has had experiences that we take time to process and integrate into ourselves, maybe with the help of others in our circle of community. But right now, everyone is having to do this work simultaneously. So I think now is a really good time for us to examine what we hold in our backpacks. What resources have we gathered for this particularly treacherous stretch of the journey? And what are we holding that we might need to let go of, at least for a while? Now, before I move on, I want to touch on something from one of my favorite historical Unitarian preachers. Remember, I get all excited when I talk about UU history. So this comes from the 1800s, from a time when Unitarianism was considered a denomination of Christianity, which isn't really the case anymore. But back then, Unitarians were Christians, though they were pretty different from most other Christians in some important ways. And this preacher, whose name was Theodore Parker, gave a sermon that was titled "A Discourse on the Transient and Permanent in Christianity." The gist of the sermon, which was very, very long, sermons were really long back then, the gist of this sermon was that he had a sense that people in his congregation and throughout Unitarianism were worried because things were changing. And he assured them that yes, things were changing. But those things that were changing, those were the transient things, the changeable things. Other things, he said, the permanent things, were not changing. In his sermon, he names some of the great truths of Christianity: God, Christ's message of peace, the power of the gathered community, the emphasis on justice. He names those as permanent. And then he lists other things as transient. He calls them the forms, what the preacher might wear, or how they speak, or the kinds of hymns they sing, or the specific focuses of their justice work. He wanted people who heard his sermon to be able to tell the difference between the two, what is permanent and what is transient. And I love that he preached this sermon in 1841. 1841, they were all worried about all the changes happening in their society. We are still wrestling with this challenge of change today, and I imagine probably forever. Some of the things that Theodore Parker would have called permanent have indeed become transient. We've taken some of those things out of our backpack as a faith tradition. And while some of us have remained individually Christian, we are no longer a Christian denomination. So that's one thing that has definitely changed since that sermon. But we've kept the emphasis on community and love and justice. Those things are still permanent. So here are some examples of what I'm thinking about these days. And then I would like to open it up to let you type into the chat box when it's time your own responses of what you or we might have in our journey backpacks, both as resources and weights. So personally, I've had experiences of significant illness, grief, and heartache that have given me compassion, empathy, and a healthy dose of respect for COVID-19 as a virus and for those who are suffering from it. You might have had similar experiences. Those experiences are resources that we can draw upon now. Something else. As a nation, we have a powerful strain in our DNA that emphasizes individual freedom. If we carry that in our backpack, it can encourage us to act responsibly to care for others, to recognize the power that we each individually have on the larger whole. If we have freedom in our backpack, it can be a resource, but it could also act as a weight in our backpack. It might only allow us to think about ourselves and our own freedoms, disregarding the well-beings of others. This is one of those objects in our backpack that could go either way, depending on how we use it. An example from our faith. As Unitarian Universalists, we hold community and communal gathering as among our most high values. We believe that our faith is lived in and through our connections to each other and to the wider world. How is that holding up in our backpack these days? I think it's still there. We don't need to, nor should we, take that out of our backpack and leave it behind. We still need community as a resource. But we might have to leave behind some of the trappings of what community looks like during this pandemic while we have to be apart from each other. Those trappings might be the transient things of our current movement, even as we might have held them 4 or 5 months ago as the permanent parts of our practice together. It's amazing how time will shift those things. So community is still in our backpack, but maybe we set down communal coffee for one. 5 months ago, no way, you wouldn't have believed me. Singing together, in person at least, hugs, for the time being, have to be set down. Whether we like it or not, community, which is still in our backpack, might now look a lot more like emails and phone calls and Zoom worship and Zoom gathering times and other ways of physically distanced connection. As we look to the future, one of the things that is so unsettling that I keep hearing from people over and over is, we just don't know what it's going to look like. And that's true. We don't know what school reopenings will look like or how often those plans will need to change. We don't know how long this virus will continue or whether treatments or vaccines will be made available sooner or later. We don't know the impact that the winter will have, if any. And we don't know what local and national leaders will do or not do to help keep communities safe. And that shifting ground can feel very uncomfortable. Now, when you look down the road into the future and you feel that ground shift beneath you, just remember what you carry in your backpack. Remember your own experiences or the experiences of your ancestors that give you strength or resilience for whatever comes next. Remember that you might never have experienced this particular challenge, but you've experienced other challenges and you've come out on the other side. Remember that there are things that we can mourn and let go of if they're holding us back. And now, I wonder, what else can you think of that is in the backpack? What's in your backpack individually? Or what do you think is collectively in our Unitarian Universalist one or our United States backpack? As we enter into a time for sharing, I invite you to type your responses into the chat box while we hear a little bit of music. When the music ends, I'll read some of what you typed, just as when we gather in person. We might not have time to hear every response, but we'll do our best. So, what are the resources and gifts that we carry individually or collectively, or the experiences and expectations that hold us back or weigh us down? With that, may it be so, and amen.